In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Anthony is always complaining to me when he does his sermons that it's always about the pigs. Every time it seems like when he gives a sermon, it's one of the many times during the year that we talk about the Gergesene or the Gadarene swine. Well, today it's my turn. And by the way, I don't intentionally give him the pigs. It just happens to work out that way sometimes. But of course, this is a passage in the scripture that is very, very important, which is why we hear about it so often. Because what it brings to light is the idea of the powerlessness of Satan. Okay, remember what this story is all about. There was this man who is possessed. He is naked, living among the tombs. He is basically someone who has been divested of any of his humanity. He has no purpose. He is nothing. He's living out there just basically a tool of the devil. And we know that there were many demons in him. And of course, when the Lord asked the name and he says Legion, well, what does that mean to us? Legion, a legion at the time of the Roman army was 60,000 soldiers. So we can get an idea perhaps of what had afflicted this man. So many devils inside of him. But of course, the devils don't even have power over swine. And they beg the Lord not to make them depart into the abyss. This is another interesting word. It's the only time it's used in the Gospels at all. Abyss. I think we see it again in the book of Revelation, but I'm not certain about that. But the abyss is the area where the demons are sent to. The almost like an area of nothingness is what it is. And they don't want to go there. And so the Lord instead, what does he do? He lets them go into the herd of swine. Now, for a Jew, this probably wouldn't have meant much because a pig was something that was unclean anyway. But for the Romans, the boar, the pigs, were probably the most sacrificed animal in pagan literature and in pagan practice at that time. And so someone there who was keeping track of all these swine lost a lot of bucks on that day when they went heading off into the lake and drowned. But so even for this many, many legion of demons, they could not even go into the swine without the Lord letting them, without him giving his acceptance to their idea. And of course, the people in that village were horrified when this had happened, probably not only because a great living had just gone swimming, but also because they were frightened at what had happened. All of a sudden, their lives were upset. This tremendous occurrence, this curing of a possessed man who then went into his own home. He wanted to go with the Lord. The Lord said, no. Go back to your own home. Proclaim the good things that God has done for you. Well, he had the right idea, but he was frightened. But yet at the same time, he had gotten his identity back. He had gotten his personality back. He had gotten his humanity back. And now he was able to go home and to be with his family and to help spread the gospel. Now, I've had many people over the years, and probably Father George has too, people that have asked about possession. What is it? How does it happen? And some people are so afraid that, you know, somehow they're going to be walking down the street. They're going to get zapped by the devil. And all of a sudden, they'll be possessed. And what do? They're scared to death. How do they avoid this? Well, I think St. Paul points to something today in his epistle when he says, when he's talking about his own apostolicity, his own value and legitimacy as an apostle, he says that the Lord had set him apart for this role even before he was created. That's what the Lord sees. And the same goes for all of us. As Orthodox Christians, the Lord has set us apart before all eternity to fulfill this role in the church that we have now. Now, of course, we can always reject it. We have that power. We can say no to God. But yet it gives us some comfort to know that even before anything was created, the Lord had us all in mind, had our own individual personalities, had our own substance, our own role in this world in His mind. So we were not simply created for nothing. We were not simply sent out and wound up like little toys so He could watch what we were going to do. No, this is very important to realize because it leads into this whole idea of possession and what happens. If you read the commentary of St. Cyril of Alexandria on this particular passage, he is very clear about this. He says, no, a Christian should not be afraid of the demons who don't have power even over swine. The devil has no power over anyone unless we give it to him, unless we cede it to him, unless we stop doing the things that we should be doing. Now, it doesn't mean that somehow if you commit sin that somehow you're going to get possessed the next day. No, absolutely not. If you are on the road, if you are not only talking the talk but walking the walk of the Orthodox Christian life, and you're there and you're struggling and you're praying and you're giving alms and you're doing all the many things that the Lord tells us that we should do, the demon has no power on you. None whatsoever. He can't come and make you do anything that you don't want to do. Flip Wilson's old adage about the devil made me do it is simply nonsense. That's not true. Now, the devil will tempt you. He will hold all sorts of, you know, delicious thoughts in your mind about all kinds of things that are quite seductive in our own lives, whether it's power, money, sex, food, you name it, all of these things he will tempt us with. But we don't have to go down that road. We don't have to give those thoughts more power than they have. We don't have to follow the path that he is leading us on. We simply have to say, get thee behind me, Satan. And guess what? He has no alternative but to get behind you. He has no power over anything in your life if you are actively struggling and leading the life of an Orthodox Christian. Now, of course, out in the world, it's a lot different, isn't it? We see him running rampant right now. He's all over the place, and he's having a ball. He really is, because most people in this country, most people in the world are not attuned to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They are not trying to acquire the grace that he gives us. They are not trying to become like him. They are not trying to become little gods, as we are instructed to do. And as a result of that, they are led astray by all sorts of bewildering philosophies and politics and everything else, so that they even become, if possible, anti-human in many of their actions. But as Orthodox Christians today, we are to stand up to that. We are to say, no, this is the real dignity of the human being. This is what we do. This is how we struggle. This is how we maintain the gospel of the Lord and the grace that He has given us. Because, my brethren, there are a lot of pigs out there, okay? They're everywhere, and they're always running headlong to drown in the lake. Don't follow them. You don't have to go their way. Your calling, which was given to you before the womb, is a very great and dignified calling, a glorious humanity that is absolutely shown to us by the fact of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself having taken on this humanity and shown us all the things that it can become. So tell Satan to get behind you, because if you utter those words and you're living the life that the Lord wants you to live, then you've got no fear of anything at all in this world. Amen.